Bonjour, nous sommes des élèves de la 11 VP1 du collège du Vernet à Puydoux. Dans le cadre de nos cours d'anglais, nous avons créé des parodies inédites du conte du petit chaperon rouge. So have fun and enjoy listening to our stories.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl. Her name was Melisandre, but everyone called her Red Melisandre because she had red hair. The girl ate all the time and was very fat. Her mother wanted her to stop eating. One day, the girl with red hair went to her grandmother, Janet. She lived in a small farm next to a very big forest, half an hour far from the city where lived Melisandre. She went to her grandmother to eat secretly. Janet did the best apple pies in Melisandre's point of view. When the girl went to the farm with her light motorcycle, she met a strange lady. She stopped her motor and said, "Hello, who are you?" The girl answered, "Hello, my name is Lou. As you can see, I'm a homeless. But what are you doing here?" "I'm secretly going to eat at my grandmother's place. She lives in the farm next to the forest. My mother wants me to stop eating, but I love to eat."
Killing me. you are hungry, I know a place where you can eat some good things like excellent pizza, meat or pasta, and it's very cheap.
Really?
Yes, when I have money, I will spend it there.
So where is it?
Turn right on the second road. Go straight for maybe 200 meters and the restaurant is on your left. It's little, but there is enough room.
Thank you.
Red Melisande went to the restaurant. Meanwhile, Lou went to the house of Melisande's grandmother. In the restaurant, Melisande took a lot of food like pizza, potatoes, french fries, pasta and meat. When Lou arrived at the house of Melisande's grandmother, she fought with Janet and the homeless putter in the cellar. Lou put the grandmother's clothes and put some makeup. Big Melisande arrived at the Janet home. She saw her grandmother but thought that she was different.
What Melisande said, "Grandmother, you have changed." "Because I'm not your grandmother, I'm the WFH." Lou took Melisande and she put her in the cupboard where her grandmother was staying. After that, Melisande's mother arrived at the house and she saw Lou. Melisande's mother immediately understood that her daughter and her mother were in the house. She took Lou, she knocked her out, and wanted to put her in the cupboard. When she opened the cupboard's door, she saw Melisande and her own mother. Melisande's mother released her family and she put Lou in the cupboard. Lou stayed forever in the cupboard and Melisande's family was finally happy. The moral of this story is that we must not confide in strangers because it can be very dangerous, mostly for the girls because there are a lot of sexual attackers in this world. Anyway, everybody must be careful and pay attention to strangers because anything can happen.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb.